In the Christian calendar year, the week before Easter is referred to as Holy Week. Friday of this week is referred to as Good Friday, the day on which Jesus was crucified. Friends, while on the cross, Jesus certainly endured intense agony and public shame. And it is worth noting that when it was offered to him, Jesus refused the antiseptic painkiller combination of wine and myrrh in order to keep his mind clear. And with clarity of thought, Jesus taught us some powerful lessons from the cross. Even in the midst of pain and suffering, Jesus was still the world's greatest teacher. Now for today and the next 3 days leading up to Good Friday, I would like to talk about the 7 statements which Jesus made while on the cross. Each of these statements are highly insightful to the mind of Christ and his love for mankind. Each of these 7 statements also contain a specific lesson that we can learn as we follow in the example of Jesus. Now the first statement is contained in Luke 23 verse 34, where Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Isn't this an amazing statement? This statement may be the most powerful example of grace and forgiving love in the entire Bible. While in excruciating pain, while in so much agony, Jesus took time to ask God to forgive his tormentors. And keep this in mind. They did not ask for forgiveness. They didn't reserve forgiveness, but Jesus asked for their forgiveness, and in a world of hatred, Jesus displayed loving forgiveness. For whom did Jesus offer this prayer? It was for those who were responsible for his suffering and death, for the Roman soldiers who drove the nails through his hands and feet, for the Jewish leaders who hated him without cause. Perhaps it was also for his disciples who abandoned him and ran away in fear. But not only was this prayer for them at that time, this prayer of Jesus was also for us, for me and for you. Brethren, in our own sinfulness, we too are often ignorant in what we are doing to Jesus. So, Jesus prayed for the forgiveness of our ignorance. Now let me leave you with some questions to ponder. How are we doing when it comes to forgiveness? Do we forgive others? Do we forgive others as Jesus did us? And are we able to forgive ourselves of our own shortcomings? Brethren, Jesus was always willing to forgive. So should we. Amen.